A study from the American Hotel and Lodging Association is forecasting a bleak reality for millions of hotel employees. According to Washington and Oxford Economics, 44% of hotel employees in each state have lost or could lose their jobs in the week to come as states control the spread of the coronavirus. In Arizona alone, nearly 26,000 hotel jobs and 82,000 jobs supporting the industry could be lost. Kim Sabo, the president of the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association. She's with us now. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So let's look at those numbers first. Who exactly are we talking about when we say directly related jobs and those supporting the industry?
Well, we're talking about direct jobs in the hotel industry being those in the hotels themselves, another 82,000 in indirect jobs. So workers that are supporting the industry, but perhaps not directly within the hotels.
Are hotels, by and large, still open?
You know, we're seeing the landscape of our reality changing, quite honestly, hourly. We're seeing massive furloughs, we're seeing layoffs, and we're actually seeing properties closing.
Are there particular parts of the state that have been hit harder than others in this?
I would say that there's not an area of the state that has not been impacted by this. It is vast, it is deep, it is abrupt, and unprecedented.
So, Kim, at this point, what can be done, if anything? Is it a case of having to ride it out? Are there certain innovations you can try? I imagine people are putting their heads together on this.
You know, we are in daily contact with our partners at the state and also at the national level. As you mentioned earlier, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, as well as U.S. Travel, is putting out fantastic information and resources that we as the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association are working to get out to our members, to the businesses within our industry, to provide them with information and resources such as SBA loans. I will say that we are very grateful that Congress did act on passing this $2 trillion stimulus package, but now we remain very, very eager to see what the details of that stimulus package are for our industry. I think that it's hundreds and hundreds of pages that is being sorted through as we speak. And I know that time is of the essence. So we're very, very eager to see how that stimulus is going to get to our businesses and to our workers in the immediate term.
Kim, for a state that relies as heavily or is so invested in tourism and people coming here and staying in hotels, what do these numbers, what does this survey mean, do you think, for Arizona's economy more broadly?
You know, I will say that travel and tourism is the lifeblood of our state. As you mentioned, we employ hundreds of thousands of employees, and it truly is an industry that impacts all 15 counties in our state. It's the only industry that has a positive economic impact. So you see communities from every corner of the state being impacted, and it's critical that we get the resources to these entities, to the businesses that can then get them onto the employees to keep money in their pockets as we work through this.
Kim, one more from me. The idea that the Valley is so well known for having renowned resorts, and many of those resorts are owned by large corporations. So I guess I'm asking, is there a better chance of coming out of this pretty well because some of these big corporations will be able to survive this? Does that make a difference rather than having smaller hotels to have these large chains?
You know, I think that that remains to be seen. And I think a lot of that is going to play out in how we see the stimulus aid going to the larger corporations and then down to the small independently owned entities that we have here in Arizona. So I think that that remains to be seen, and we're eager to see the language in this bill.
Concerned about what happens to this industry in Arizona after this pandemic, do you think this is permanent damage?
You know, this is a resilient industry, and I'm very optimistic. I do not want to think that it would ever be permanent. We've gone through so much over the years, and we have always bounced back. We will bounce back again. Again, we're very, very resilient. And I have every bit of optimism that we will do so again through this crisis.
All right. That is Kim Sabo, president of the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association. Kim, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.